On January 23rd, the working group of the Ministry of Public Security, led by Lieutenant General Nguyễn Văn Long, Deputy Minister of Public Security, chaired and worked with Cần Thơ City Public Security and representatives of the Department of Public Security of 12 provinces in the Mekong Delta. To ensure traffic safety and social order during Lunar New Year, Deputy Minister of Public Security Nguyễn Văn Long asked the province and city police to continue closely monitoring and implementing the directive of the Ministry of Public Security leaders and the Traffic Police Department's plan during peak hours. The request focused on two main areas: driving while intoxicated and driving at excessive speeds, especially encouraging the development and use of information technology to support professional work. In the meantime, assist and guide individuals as they safely return home to celebrate that. On January 23rd, the Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, along with leaders of the city, came to inspect the work of taking care of that for the people, organizing cultural, sports, and tourism activity before, during, and after Lunar New Year 2024 in Thốt Nốt District. This afternoon, the Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the People Council chaired a reception for the working group of Division 370, Air Defense and Air Force, led by Colonel Nguyễn Phúc Long, Deputy Political Commissioner of the division. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu informed the delegation about the accomplishment of the city in 2023 and expressed gratitude for Division 370 love and care for the community. Simultaneously, he expressed his confidence that the two sides will keep working closely together soon to strengthen and safeguard regional national security and defense. The Standing Vice Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People Council, Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu, in the afternoon of January 23rd, chaired a reception for the working delegation of Saigon Newport Corporation and the Navy, led by Deputy General Manager Colonel Phùng Ngọc Minh. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu expressed his gratitude and gave his word that the city officials and affiliated agencies will provide the necessary framework and work closely with Saigon Newport Corporation to ensure that military and defense projects are carried out successfully, thereby promoting socio-economic growth. On January 23rd, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Cần Thơ City Party Committee, and Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển, Standing Vice Chairman of the City People Committee, and other departments, agencies, and branches, had a survey of the ports in the city. Following the survey, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu directed the City Department of Transport to work with the Ôn Môn District People Committee to expeditiously finalize land planning and logistic planning information in the region, which serve as a foundation for inviting investors to investigate logistic-related projects in the region. The Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People Council, Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu, and leaders of city departments and branches recently visited some flower-growing households in the ornamental flower-growing village of Bình Thủy District. Mr. Phan Văn Hiếu visited each location to assess the production situation in terms of output, prices, and technology. In addition, he assigned the agriculture sector to actively assist farmers in locating markets for fruit trees and ornamental flowers, keep an eye out for the use of innovative methods to create new kinds of ornamental flowers, and investigate related tourism models to cater to the interests and requirements of visitors. On the morning of January 24, Cần Thơ Department of Natural Resources and Environment summarized 2023 work and deployed tasks in 2024. Attended was the Standing Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển. The industry as a whole decides that in 2024, it will concentrate on 7 major tasks related to the environment and natural resources and collaborate to develop a mechanism for moving from basic to open management. This will foster a conductive and harmonious work environment that balances the interests of individuals and organizations with professional obligations, laying the groundwork for leadership and removing any roadblocks to growth and development. On January 23rd evening at Fongding District Square, the opening ceremony of Gangde City 2024 military-civilian death took place. Mr. Phan Van Hieu, standing vice secretary of the City Party Committee and chairman of the City People Council, attended. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.